I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whatever your industry may be, it doesn't have to be film. Yep. But whatever it is, what are the reasons? Because a lot of times we're daunted because we say, okay, my end goal is going to require X number of dollars or resources to accomplish. And I'm nowhere near that, right? That's okay. What are you near? What can you get your hands on? What can you use as resources now to start your way on the path? That was very much my story. That was exactly what we did.
You're listening to Money Moves, powered by Greenwood, a finance podcast dedicated to dropping all the knowledge and gems from the world's leading celebrities, entrepreneurs, and experts in tech, business, and more. I'm your host, angel investor, technology enthusiast, and media personality, Tanya Sam. Each week, we talk with guests who are making significant strides in their fields and learn how they are making their money move. If you're someone who's looking to make your money move, you're in the right place. So open up your notes app and lock us in, because this podcast will give you the keys to the kingdom of financial stability, wealth, and abundance you so rightly deserve. Before we start the episode, I'd like to remind you to check us out at gogreenwood.com and follow us on social media at Greenwood, and me on all things social at It's Tanya Time to stay locked in to new episodes. On this episode, we sit down with acclaimed film producer Will Packer as he discusses how he got his big break in the film industry.
I am so excited to have our guest on the stage today with us, Will Packer. It is a pleasure to have you here today.
Tanya, the honor is all mine. I love this platform. I love what you're doing. It's so important. It's so intentional. I'm honored to be here.
Our Money Moves audience is so excited to have you today because you have been an icon in the production and filmmaking industry, and we want to know how you did it. And our premise at the show of Money Moves is not just, hey, I'm here, I've arrived. We want to dig into how we can help be intentional about setting a roadmap for creating generational wealth for our families in Black homes, and really understand how you made your money move.
Absolutely. It's an important and needed conversation. I know you know that. I'm ready to get into it.
Well, let's start from the very beginning.
Okay.
I know you were a very outspoken FAMU graduate.
Yes.
You went to school for engineering.
Yes.
But I want to know how you really started and pivoted into being in filmmaking. And I've heard that you started actually behind the camera. So start at the beginning and tell me a little bit from there.
Yeah. So at FAMU, because that is really where I got my full entrepreneurial start, where I really honed my entrepreneurial drive.
College.
Black college, absolutely. And I'm a big proponent and advocate of Black colleges. And whether you went to an HBCU, PWI, whether you're a parent watching this thinking about your children, it's where you are. It's who you are, right?
Yes.
That's the key. So you can be successful wherever you are. The key is you. For me, I definitely found an environment that was foundational for my success at an HBCU very specifically. There, my entrepreneurial instincts were honed because it was cool. It was the thing to do. It wasn't just about, well, go to corporate and get a job and work your way up, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's different.
But you and I both know, in order to really unlock the level of multi-generational success, yes, and economic independence that we talk about, that you advocate, you actually need to be creating something on your own.
I like to say build something from nothing.
Yes.
You know, that foundation comes, and I love to hear that it came from a historically Black college.
It absolutely
teaching entrepreneurship,
did.
Teaching, you know, how can we advance and get to that next level?
Yep. And for me, it wasn't initially that I wanted to be a filmmaker because I didn't know that that's what I was going to end up doing. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I'll be honest with you, very blatantly, I wanted to be a boss. A boss. That's what I said, right? I knew I wanted to be in charge. I wanted to be affecting people's lives. I wanted to have my own company, business, industry, whatever it might have been. I then found filmmaking along the way and found a love for storytelling while trying to figure out what my entrepreneur endeavor was going to be. I linked up with my lifelong friend, Rob Hardy. He knew he wanted to be a film director. Huh. I helped him to make his first movie. We made it
together. So I'm gonna stop you there.
Okay.
Because I think sometimes in our audience, people think of this big, broad umbrella statement of producing film, yeah, Hollywood, yeah, and they have no idea what it is.
Right.
So you had this influence who said, I knew I wanted to make movies.
Yes.
And how did you figure out how you wanted to fit into this production piece? Like, what was it about producing? And how did you also know that it would enable you to be a boss and make some money?
It's a great question. And the honest answer is that I didn't know all of that at that time. And sometimes we can find strength in what we don't know.
Ooh,
right?
Say that again.
Sometimes it is the thing, the unknown, that actually can help us because, very frankly, if I knew how difficult and challenging the industry that I am in was at that time, I might have tried to figure out something else.
Listen, I like to say that all the time. If it were easy, everybody would do it.
That is absolutely true.
But this is not who you are.
No. It's not who I am, and I went into it head first, which I think you have to do, going really, really hard. And what happened was Rob knew that he wanted to be a film director. I was helping him cast the movie, find financing for the movie, ultimately independently distribute the movie. It was later that I found out that's what a producer does.
Oh.
See, I didn't necessarily
know. Learning.
I was learning on the job, and I was doing what needed to be done. A lot of people can relate to that. What is it going to take to have success at a particular level? Do whatever that is. And then along the way, you can figure out maybe how you monetize that, how you label that a particular way. I wasn't worried about that at the time. I was just worried about getting it down, very focused.
How old are you at this time?
I am a sophomore in college.
Okay,
right?
so know you've got a runway. You're like, I know I got to grind.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to get
it. But I also wasn't afraid to work when everybody else was playing. My dad used to always tell me, you can pay now and play later.
Yes.
Or you can play now, but you're gonna pay later.
I like the play later. There's, you know, when you have a little bit more money, play is so much more fun.
There's no question about it.
Forget those college parties.
Listen to me. There's somebody watching this right now that's grinding.
Go home.
Everybody else is having a good time. That grind will absolutely play off. That play later, when you have the resources to do it on a different level, it hits very, very differently. I had a lot of people that looked at me when I was, you know, delivering newspapers and answering the phone, because when I came out of FAMU, I didn't take an engineering job, even though that was my degree. I had this dream to be a filmmaker. So I just needed to make ends meet. It was a lot of ramen noodles meals after I had graduated. When all my peers were out, they were making, you know, mid five, low six figures. And they were like, you know, listen, dude, I don't know what you're doing, but we out here calling and buying Maximas and hanging out at the club. And I was like, nah, I got a bigger vision. And, you know, it turned out all right for me.
Well, it sure did. And I know, if I am correct, I think you have your name on a building at FAMU. So it really turned out right.
Which is insane to me. I still am floored when I think about that. When I think about the fact that, you know, I, a graduate of that school, a product of that school, now, you know, I tell you, I was so, like, we did a great celebration and we... You know, christened it, dedicated it. It felt amazing. After we left, I was like, they're going to take that down. I was like, I know they just did that because when I was here. And so later to see pictures when I was never around of people like posing and taking pictures with like a building with my name on it, I was like, wow.
That is real legacy building. It's legacy. And that is the essence of what we are trying to talk about.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I want to go back. When you are brokering this first deal, I hear you have $20,000. It was you. One movie, your partner, and you guys brokered your first deal with Blockbuster.
Yep.
Walk me through how that happened.
So we made our first movie, Chocolate City, for about $20,000 total in funds. Now, that was not all like cash on hand at any one time. It was money we had raised from our student government association. That's another lesson there. Use the resources around you however you can, right? So for us, that was the FAMU SGA.
Yep.
We did in-kind as well. We were using equipment that a television station in town, they would let us borrow it on the weekends to shoot. We would go in and edit our movies at like 4 a.m. because that's when that news station wasn't using the editing equipment.
I hope people are hearing because you're dropping gems.
Listen.
Like, use the resources you have. A lot of times, early days, people are out there asking for money, but you're like, we were using the free student center.
Yes.
We were going for grants.
Yes. Like,
this is really tactical information.
Yes.
People need, and it takes actually work. It's the homework that people need to do to succeed.
No question. Whatever your industry may be, it doesn't have to be film.
Yeah. Yep.
But whatever it is, what are the reasons? Because a lot of times we're daunted because we say, okay, my end goal is going to require X number of dollars or resources to accomplish. And I'm nowhere near that, right? That's okay. What are you near? What can you get your hands on? What can you use as resources now to start your way on the path? That was very much my story. That was exactly what we did.
That's great. Okay, so now you have this $20,000. You've invested
$20,000. Invested it. We made our movie, right? The first thing we did was we tried to send it to Hollywood, and nobody in Hollywood cared.
Oh, wait, so is this one of those things where it's like, we failed. Oh,
yes.
My gosh, it
yes.
didn't work out.
100%.
Life wasn't always rosy.
That's right. Totally failed. Absolutely. Hollywood said, we don't care about this movie. We don't know where FAMU is. We never heard of Bill Packard. Not interested. Please stop sending us stuff, right? However, and this is something that I think people can benefit from, there was an audience that did care about that movie.
Mm.
And that was that audience at our university, at FAMU. Now, it wasn't the global audience that we were going after when we were sitting at the Hollywood, but there was a niche audience that said, we'll buy that movie, we'll go see it, we'll support it. And we leaned into them very heavily. We created t-shirts and hats and soundtracks. Later, I learned these are ancillary revenue streams. That's what that is. So I was learning as I was going because I knew I needed to hustle to find a way to make this project successful. I didn't have all the right traditional ways of doing it, but I went into that audience that knew it. They bought the movie. We showed it at, you know, the second run theater and made it a party where people could come and watch. And it went weekend after weekend. And that $20,000 turned into $100,000. 5X what we originally put into
it.
Huge. For a couple of broke college students,
that's
not bad.
That's huge. That's a big payday.
Yeah.
It must have felt like a really big payday.
Absolutely.
Something else I just want to say that you talked about here was finding your audience, right?
Yes.
And sometimes I think we cast the net so wide, we're looking for, I've got to touch everyone. But something about amplifying the audience and people that love you.
Yes.
That organic, an authentic customer.
Yes.
Brilliant. And you've
yes.
done that really well with,
yes.
with a lot of the movies. And it's actually grown from there because now you have these people who are the voice for,
yeah.
I love this, you've got to come. And they sort of spread your gospel.
100%. I mean, I still do that to this day. The same thing that helped to launch my career early on is the same kind of principle that I use now, which is know your audience and lean into that audience. And then you talked about how instrumental a particular audience can be.
Yep.
For me, that has never been more true. I have a very, my core audience is very persuasive, influential, loud. I need all of those things because that helps counteract the fact that oftentimes I'm up against other movies that have bigger budgets,
yes.
that have bigger perceived stars.
But guess what? That core audience comes out and supports. They
Absolutely.
Tweet, they create energy around it,
That's
and
right.
they will always come back because they know
it.
Exactly what you're going to deliver.
100%. Yep.
We're at Rainforest Films in your partnership with Rob Harvey.
Yep.
Because I feel like this was also another pivotal point of your career.
Yes. After I graduated from FAMU, now it was, what do we do? Because it was one thing when you're doing it in college and you've got the safety net and that bubble of being on a college environment and everybody's kind of broke. But now we're graduating. Now you got to figure out, okay, how are you actually going to turn this into a career?
Mm-hmm.
Are we really doing this or are we just kind of messing around? And again,
are we really doing this? We go into the
moon. Relate to that where it's like, okay, I'm at a point where I got to figure out, am I going for this? Am I going to do this? I was at that point after we graduated and I said, you know what? I'm going for it.
Yes.
If there's ever a time, I already was coming out of college, not used to having a lot. Now, here's another lesson I will tell you. When we came out of college, we didn't do things that would incur a lot of debt or require us to then be
So you haven't bought a Bentley yet.
Yeah, Bentley.
Do you have a chain? What
I
do you
was
got?
No chains, no Bentleys, none of that. That will come. Because the point was, I didn't even go out and initially like get a mortgage, right? Or another car note. I kept a car that I had from college because you know what that means? That means you've got responsibility.
Yes.
You've got a fiduciary responsibility to pay these things off before you're paying yourself, before you're putting money into your own career. That's the trick. A lot of times we get too caught up on saying, okay, I got a little success. I deserve this.
I deserve this. Or I have to look like I'm successful.
And a lot of ways to look successful.
Yes.
That's what I will tell you.
Yes.
A lot of ways and a lot of people that are very successful and they don't have to be conspicuous consumers. They don't have to wear it all over them. Nothing wrong with that if that's what you want to do. But don't do it to the detriment of your ultimate long-term
yes.
goal. That's what I would say.
I love that.
Tune in Wednesday as we continue the conversation with film producer Will Packer as he talks about how to make money in film. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If we helped you make your money move, please share it with your community. Subscribe and leave us a review on iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts. Follow us on social media at Greenwood and visit us at gogreenwood.com for more financial tips. And remember, money movers, if this were easy, everyone would do it. So take the lessons you've learned from this episode and apply it to your life. Until next time. Money Moves is an iHeartRadio podcast powered by Greenwood, executive produced by Sunwise Media, Inc. For more podcasts on iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Make sure to tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and subscribe to the Money Moves podcast powered by Greenwood so that you too can have the keys to financial freedom you so rightly deserve.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.